get things underway, as we're going to be doing each Friday here this fall, with a trip into the time machine, another edition of Black Bear Classics. Brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Our chance to take a look at another great Maine football game from the last 25 years. Joining us, as always, on Friday afternoon, it's my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. And Bob, we're going back to the 2008 season for a classic game the Black Bears played against the UMass Minutemen.
Yes, Rich. Maine won that game 21-20, and it's the only game we've ever broadcast from the bleachers.
That's right. We got down to UMass, and our broadcast booth was gone because they were televising the game on Comcast, and our old friends Gary Tangway and Andy Gresh got preferential seating, and they set you and I up outside, but it turned out to be a great vantage point.
Yeah, it really was. There was a little over 9,000 fans there. It seemed like they were all kind of clustered in our area, but we had a table, and we were comfortable, and it was nice to feel that air as the breeze was blowing about 8 miles an hour, I think. It was a cloudy day, but it was about 60 degrees, so it was comfortable.
Yeah, it sure was. And a big game for the Black Bears, especially for the players who were there. And one of them joins us right now. He's a former Maine Black Bear assistant coach as well as player, currently an assistant coach at Yale University, Jordan Stevens. Welcome in. Good to have you with us.
Rich and Bob, thanks for having me. Really appreciate just looking back at this game. This has always been a game when people ask me, what was my most memorable game? This one certainly comes to mind.
You were a junior that year, and that Black Bear defense was absolutely loaded.
Yeah, you had a really good group, especially across the front line, and some of the guys that I had played with, John Perricello, Raybone Charles, Andrew Downey, really good secondary that played really well in that game as well, Lemire Whetstone. And so you really had a lot of veteran guys from the front end all the way to the back end as well.
And Jordan, of course, we always, when we mention you, we have to mention the fact, I believe it's required to say that you're the only Black Bear that we know of that came to the football team after being a state championship skier for four straight years.
Yeah, that's something I, certainly take pride in my time skiing. And now that my daughter is now 2.5, so we've been, last year we brought her skiing a little bit, so I've gotten back into it when I have time now.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Bob, let's set the scene for this one. This came on November 9th of 2008 down at McGurk Stadium, and it was really for both teams a turning point game as the Black Bears went into the game with a record of 6-3, and both teams really needed a victory in this game to have a shot at postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge game. UMass was ranked 13th in the country. Maine knew they had to keep winning. They were in the middle of a win streak, which eventually capped out with a win the next week, 37-7 over Rhode Island at 6. And so it was really important game. And as it turned out, it was the difference between Maine getting in the postseason with a 5-3 conference record and UMass, despite being ranked 13th in that game with Maine, finished up 4-4 in the conference and did not get in. They were 7-5 overall that year.
Maine going up against a high-powered offense for UMass, led by quarterback Liam Cohen, who, of course, would go on to become a Black Bear assistant. And the Bears' defense set the tone pretty early in this one on a turnover, the first of four interceptions for the Black Bears, this one by Lemire Whetstone.
Play action fake. Cohen rolls left, has time, looks downfield, intercepted by Whetstone. Maine has it at the 29-yard line. Another turnover for the Black Hole defense.
Lemire Whetstone in that deep safety position in cover two, lying in the weeds back there.
And Jordan, you guys set the tone because you put the pressure on Liam Cohen all day long.
Yeah, that was something that certainly stood out, was just our ability to create takeaways, get the ball back to our offense, and they had a ton of success in the game, but I think we were able to really set the pace within that game, control the clock, and keep the ball in our offense's hand.
And you had just made the move that season from linebacker to the Black Bears defensive line.
That's right. Yeah, I always grew up playing linebacker. Then I played linebacker my freshman and sophomore year at Maine, and then made the switch down to playing defensive end, and so that was something to get used to, especially when we started out the year playing at Iowa. But I felt like I had my feet underneath me when we got to that UMass game.
Absolutely. Well, it was a scoreless first quarter, and then the Black Bear offense got it going, and what would be a great day, a bit of smash-mouth football for the Black Bears, especially the run game, a 14-play, 95-yard drive, capped by this play from Derek Session.
Session, straight ahead, spins his way in, and he's got six for Maine. The Black Bears with a 95-yard scoring drive.
Just smash-mouth football right up the middle. Session following Turcotte, keeping the legs, driving into the end zone. Great effort by the Black Bears.
That put Maine on top 7-0 early in the second quarter. And Bob, we were chatting about it earlier this afternoon. Part of the reason for the Black Bears' success, not just in that game, but all year long, was a very talented offensive line.
Absolutely, Rich. This was a big, physical, ground-oriented offensive attack led by that line. You mentioned the right tackle, Chris Arneo, 6'7", 305-pound senior that particular year. He went on to be third-team All-CAA. The center was Ryan Canary, a 6'2", 276-pound senior. He wound up being not only All-CAA first-team, but All-New England. And then at left tackle, out of Old Town, Maine, 6'6", 313-pound junior, Tyler Eastman out of Old Town. You also had at the guard position Stephen Shea, a 6'4", 277-pound redshirt freshman out of Corinna, Maine. And you had the left guard, Matthew Barber, a 6'6", 278-pound sophomore out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. So it was a real physical offensive line. And, Rich, the running backs were very physical, led by the 232-pound Jared Turcotte. Derek Session, who just made that score that we heard the highlight of, he was 216 pounds. And then you had Pushon Brown, who was a tough guy at 200 pounds. And Jamal Llewellyn, a transfer from Syracuse, was silky smooth, fast, and could make people miss. So it was a great offensive attack.
Absolutely. And speaking of Jamal Llewellyn, he capped a Black Bear 12-play, 75-yard drive midway through the second quarter with this score.
They'll bring Llewellyn in motion. Now he's stationed to the left of the quarterback. Inside zone, it's Flew. He's got room. He breaks free. He's gone, and he's got six. Jamal Llewellyn with another Maine touchdown.
Well, I tell you, speed kills. Llewellyn just shot through the middle on an inside zone and ran right through a tired and beleaguered Minutemen defense.
And that put the Black Bears up 14-0. And Jordan, you got to give credit too. One of the reasons that O-line was so good is because they had to face you and the defensive line in practice every day.
Yeah, like you guys said, I mean, it was certain guys, those guys stand out. Ryan Canary, who was a four-year starter, really smart football player. Arneo, you know, all those guys had, you know, it was a veteran group that really worked well together. It certainly made us better as well.
So what was it like in the locker room? You're up 14-0 at halftime. I'm guessing nobody thought the game was over yet.
No, I you know, there was a, like Bob said in the beginning, I mean, we had been, I think that we had won four games in a row, you know, since the Richmond game that year. We certainly had a sense of confidence about us. And, you know, I think that confidence just built knowing how we played in the first half. We always held UMass in high regard. So for us to come out and really play the way we knew we could play in the first half, going into the halftime, I mean, we just felt more confident to come out and execute the second half.
We're talking with Jordan Stevens and Bob Lucy on Black Bear Classics going back to November of 2008, Maine at UMass down at Amherst McGurk Stadium. And in the third quarter, the Minutemen came back. Liam Cohen tossed a touchdown pass to Ian Jorgensen to cut the Maine lead to 14-7. And then Chris Zardes with a 3-yard touchdown run late in the quarter, and that would tie things up at 14 apiece. On to the fourth quarter we went, and you mentioned that running game. The Black Bears would do it again. This time, Jared Turcotte completing a 12-play, 73-yard drive.
Session goes in motion. Turcotte powering his way close to the end zone. Helmet flies off. He's in. Turcotte got the touchdown. Who needs a helmet? Six for Maine, and they take the lead.
Jared Turcotte was not going to be denied. It was who's tougher than who football. Tremendous effort. He took on two players, lost his helmet, but he got six.
And, Bob, the rushing numbers for the Black Bears in that game were absolutely incredible.
Yeah, they really were, Rich. Maine had 296 yards rushing, 206 of that in the first half, and an impressive stat on possession time. 40 minutes and 8 seconds in possession time for Maine in that game, including an eye-popping 12 minutes and 28 seconds of possession time in the fourth quarter alone.
And the running backs at Turcotte, 83 yards, Sessions, 76, Flewellen, 74, Pushon Brown, 52 yards on just 6 carries. And really, the Black Bears had another running back in a sense there at quarterback with big Mike Brusco. He only threw the ball 7 times, 5 for 7 for 45 yards, but was also always a threat to take it and run.
Yeah, he really was. If you look at his stats for the year, Rich, he really did an outstanding job managing the game and running the ball. He had 417 yards rushing that year and 4 touchdowns. He also caught 11 passes for 118 yards because he was a slot receiver for a while. And just a guy that had that will to win. This was a tough, hard-nosed team. You know, you talk about Jared Turcotte, Mike Brusco, Derek Session. This group, they knew how to win. Turcotte was a tremendous athlete. Unfortunately, injuries shortened his career. But, Rich, he was a second-team All-American, first-team All-CAA in 2008, started all 13 games, was nursing a knee injury, and he was tough as nails. At Lewiston High School, he had 4,562 career rushing yards, 554 career tackles, won the Fitzpatrick Award, was the Gatorade Player of the Year. And, oh, by the way, he was the state champ in the long jump. So he was a tremendous athlete, and he was hard to stop because he was big, fast, explosive, and could punish you.
That Turcotte touchdown gave the Black Bears a lead of 21-14 with 6:42 to go. But UMass would have a chance to tie it up. Liam Cohen tossed a 58-yard touchdown pass to Jeremy Horn, and then Armando Cuco came on for the extra point. Jordan, do you remember what happened on that extra point? What was the plan on that?
Absolutely, yeah. That was the one to make it even score. But I remember coming through the A-gap, and I almost got a hand on it. And I think I just got in his face enough to distract him. So I remember he missed the extra point.
Absolutely. And so Maine held on to a 21-20 lead, but still a fair amount of football left to go. But the Black Bears defense, you guys kept coming up big all day long. And each of the next 3 possessions, Massachusetts would turn the ball over. Here's a big play from Andrew Downey.
Pressure comes. Cohen escapes, throws, intercepted by Downey. Andrew Downey one-handed it at the 33-yard line, and the Bears get it back.
What a great job by Downey, and what a great job penetrating by Belcher. Forced Cohen out of the pocket. He made a last-minute decision, and it was a bad one as Maine gets a huge turnover.
And Andrew Downey, Jordan, another one of those guys on defense. You had a lot of terrific athletes, and I think Downey was one of a number of guys who had been a quarterback in high school.
That's right. Yeah, he's a guy who played quarterback in high school, but like you said, a smart football player, always around the ball, a playmaker on defense. And I can just remember that interception particularly, just how incredible that catch was, that he was able to get it out of the air with one hand. But he was a guy who was consistent every game, really, really a gamer.
Massachusetts would get the ball back with another chance to take the lead, and Lemire Whetstone came up big for the second time on the afternoon.
Cohen throws, intercepted! Intercepted by Whetstone! Down the sideline, Lemire Whetstone out of bounds, and the Bears, with their third pick of the day, may have sealed a victory.
Well, Cohen was forced to throw the ball into coverage. Great rush by Maine. Whetstone picks them. Black hole comes up big. Sideline and massive celebration.
And the Black Bears would pick off one more pass. Norman Smith finally sealed the deal with the fourth interception of the day. Maine had a 21-20 victory to move to 7-3 on the year, 4-2 in the conference. Always good to win a conference game on the road. Jordan, what was the feeling like after that game came to an end?
Like I said, this is the game that stands out in my mind throughout my entire career, one of the biggest ones. So I can just remember the excitement of the team, the confidence, just being able to beat UMass down there at home. We felt like that was such a hard place to play. They were always a tough team, and a tough team that had our number at times, but we were able to get the win. So it was a big win for the program and really propelled us the rest of the season, you know, into the playoffs.
By the way, thanks to our friends at Black Bear Sports Properties, Learfield, Blueberry Broadcasting, WVOM, for the use of those highlights here this afternoon. A great victory for the Black Bears, and as we mentioned, they would go on to the postseason. And, well, you talked about starting the year at Iowa, playing a Big Ten game, and then the Black Bears would finish the season in Iowa as well, Jordan.
That's right, and Northern Iowa going out there. And that was a really great experience, especially for that senior group who had worked really hard to get to that point and get us back to the playoffs. That was certainly a sense of pride for the entire team. And getting back out there, that was a great way to, you know, cap the season.
As you look back on that 28th season, what was it about that group as a whole that enabled you to do so well? Because you won, Bob and I were talking about it earlier, that was a year where you won a ton of very close games, and to me, a lot of that is always about character.
Absolutely. And when you look at the guys we had a good mix of experience, and we had some playmakers, some younger guys who made some plays for us, as you talk about Turcotte, Session, Flewellen, Pushon Brown on offense, but you had a good blend of upperclassmen who created the right culture. And anytime you have that, you're going to win those close games. And, certainly having the veteran groups, the great leaders, helped us in those close games and close out those wins. And we really just made a decision, I remember, after the Richmond game to really refocus ourselves and commit to what we knew we could do. You know, with great wins throughout the season at Delaware, coming back home and really putting a bunch of wins together against Northeastern at the time as well.
Well, Jordan, it's been great reminiscing with you. We miss seeing you up there with the Maine Black Bears. You did a great job as an assistant coach with the team as well, but doing terrific things as Yale. You guys gearing up for a spring season like so many others?
Yeah, we're right now we're... It's kind of up in the air in terms of what's going to happen in the spring. I know, obviously, the concerns a little bit are having a spring season so close to the fall season. Mm. So I think that, you know, that decision will be made here in the next month or so, what our spring plans will be.
Well, Jordan, we appreciate it. It's good to talk with you. It's been far too long. We wish you continued success in your coaching career. I hope your family is doing well, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Thank you very much. Obviously, growing up in Maine, there's no place I want to be other than the University of Maine. So I have a great sense of pride in playing at Maine, and honored to come on here and talk to you guys. I get goosebumps listening to you on the radio.
Thank you, Jordan. We appreciate it.
Thanks, right, Jordan.
Thank you, Brett. All right, bye-bye now. And Bob Lucy, what a way to wrap up our second Black Bear Classics. That was such a fun year and a very fun team for us to cover.
Yeah, it really was. And Jordan is a very humble guy, but over his career, 184 tackles, including 24 tackles for a loss, 16 sacks. He returned a fumble 35 yards for a TD in that Delaware game in 2008. And he had two safeties and five forced fumbles, but he was just a class act. He was consistent. He was a competitor. And that kind of sums up that team. They drew strength from each other. They had good team unity, and they won those close games like you mentioned, Rich. It was actually four of their 13 games that year that were decided by 4 points or less.
Wow, incredible. Well, that was a lot of fun looking back to 2008, but we're going even further back in the time machine next week on Black Bear Classics to our very first year of broadcasting the games on the radio, going all the way back to 1997 next week.
Yes, in a triple overtime classic at Maine against UConn.
Awesome.
49-47.
Can't wait. Some unbelievable offensive numbers in that game. We'll tell you all about it next week on Black Bear Classics. Thanks, Bob. We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
Bob Lucy, Jordan Stevens with us. Black Bear Classics brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears.